The Price Hill Creative Community Festival is coming up this summer, early August, on August 3rd and 4th. It's a free neighborhood festival. It's hosted by Price Hill Will, along with the Contemporary Arts Center. Submissions for their Artisan Residence program are due coming up March 19th. And with me in the studio to talk about the artists they're looking for is Eddie Kwan. Eddie is director of My Cincinnati. Good to have you again, Eddie.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
What's the festival all about? Give us the scoop on this and tell us what the overall vision is here.
Well, the Price Hill Creative Community Festival is unique for a number of reasons, but I think one of the coolest aspects of it is our Artisan Residence program. Now, the Artisan Residence program has a pretty simple vision, and that is we put out an open call for proposals of artists of any kind of tradition, and we ask them to just think of a really creative, impactful, collaborative performance project that combines what they do with what My Cincinnati does. So in previous years, we've had artists in residence from a number of different artistic backgrounds, from experimental theater to hip hop to animation and poetry and spoken word. So there really is not one kind of artist that we're looking for. We're just looking for someone that's looking to try something really new, to experiment with their own creative practice, and to incorporate the My Cincinnati musicians in a really meaningful way.
There you go again, talking about My Cincinnati. Tell us about My Cincinnati. What's it all about?
Sure.
How long has it been around? It's been a while now.
It's been a little while. Mm-hmm. We're in our seventh year now, but My Cincinnati is a free daily youth orchestra program in Price Hill. We're a program of Price Hill Will, which is a nonprofit CDC in the neighborhood that serves all three Price Hill neighborhoods. But My Cincinnati is a daily program, and we meet every single day after school for 2 to 4 hours. And this year, we have 120 students that are all studying some kind of orchestral instrument, so strings, winds, percussion, and playing in an orchestra. And beyond that, what My Cincinnati really is a musical family. It's a really tight-knit, supportive community, and we're really dedicated to the success and growth of each student.
And they do concerts.
We do lots of concerts. The summer is a really interesting time for us because it kind of gives us an excuse to try something new just for the sake of doing it. And that's really the spirit of the festival as well. It's really just a chance for artists of all ages and backgrounds to just try something new together.
Back to the festival. Now, what will the artists in residence be doing? What is their job at the festival?
Well, the artists in residence process has a few different phases. So if somebody is selected to be an artist in residence for the summer, they'll immediately start working with myself and the rest of the My Cincinnati teaching staff to fully flesh out their proposal. So we start with a really, really amazing idea with a strong concept, and we work together to figure out the nuts and bolts and figure out how exactly My Cincinnati is going to be involved, what additional work needs to be done, so composing, arranging, coordinating, et cetera. And all of that needs to be finished before the residency period starts in July. So once that's all finished, we'll start the 2-week residency period, the last 2 weeks of July, leading up to the festival. And during those 2 weeks, the artist in residence works directly with their ensemble of My Cincinnati musicians. So together for those 2 weeks, they're rehearsing, they're pounding out details, they're incorporating any kind of participatory process activities that are embedded in the proposal, and really just trying to get that performance ready. And then the final phase, of course, is the performance itself. And that'll take place and will be featured as part of the Creative Community Festival August 3rd and 4th. And really, these residency projects are the core of the festival. And if you take a look at the ensembles, they are intergenerational, they're experimental, they're diverse beyond any kind of measure, and they really embody the values of the festival. So the hope is that the spirit of those projects, those collaborative performance projects, will radiate throughout the festival, throughout the neighborhood, and hopefully inspire the entire city.
And keep in mind, submissions for the Artist in Residence program, again, are due March 19th. What should be included in the submissions for the Artist in Residence program?
The proposal is pretty straightforward. We just want a simple bio, some work samples, so we get an idea of what your past work has been. And then there's a series of questions that you can find on our website. And it's basic, what's your idea, how is My Cincinnati going to be involved, and other logistical details involving dates and timing. So all of that can be found on our website, and there you can find the application to be an artist in residence, along with frequently asked questions. We have a video made by Jared Ken of Potentiator that you can watch. and it has some really beautiful clips of last year's festival. And for those of you who are seriously interested in submitting a proposal, on the website, you can also see all of the previous year's artist-in-residence projects with very detailed descriptions of what took place.
We'll have a link to your email address where submissions for the artist-in-residence program may be mailed at our website, wvxu.org. How is the Contemporary Arts Center involved?
Well, the Contemporary Arts Center first got involved in the festival last year, and they're a wonderful partner, and they supported the project in a number of ways, one with promotion and social media and design support, as well as they helped curate one of the artists in residence last year, and her name is Kaneza Shaw, and she actually just performed at the Contemporary Arts Center. And her performance piece, Jack And, had a work-in-progress performance at last year's Creative Community Festival. So that's a really cool component as well. And this year, the Contemporary Arts Center is going to be amping up their support in a lot of ways. And we're really, really excited to continue to work with them.
We've been visiting with Eddie Kwan about the Artist-in-Residence submissions for the 2018 Price Hill Creative Community Festival, coming up in the summertime, August 3rd and 4th. Thanks for all you're doing for Price Hill, Eddie.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful stuff. You'll find the link to the festival at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell. Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks a lot for having me.